On a windy night last spring, a group of scientists sat on a dock in Machapongo on Virginia's eastern shore, peering through binoculars, sipping wine, and watching for whimbrels.
There's a big flock on the horizon down there, just to the left of the tree line.
They're brown shorebirds, about 14 inches in length, with long curved beaks that can burrow into the mud in search of fiddler crabs. This year, spotters counted 2,492 whimbrels at their peak, with an average of 850 leaving the shore each hour. Brian Watts is with the Center for Conservation Biology at William & Mary. He says these birds can travel from Toronto to Virginia in a single night, and some will go 2,500 miles without touching down.
They're tremendous flyers, just a tremendous feat to fly these distances nonstop. And that's why they're here. They're here to build up fat to fuel those long flights. And so they'll stay here for 3 weeks, and they may increase their weight by 50% or so.
And like some terrestrial travelers, they like coming back year after year to the same little diner. Barry Truitt is with the Nature Conservancy.
The amazing thing with a lot of these long-distance birds, they depend on small sites that are separated by huge distances. The whimbrels that are here go to the same exact spot in the Arctic to nest. They come back to the same mud flat here, and they go down to the same little patch of mangroves in either the Caribbean or Brazil where they winter. I mean, you have to protect these birds at every one of their stops in wintering and nesting areas, or you're going to lose them.
So scientists caught 30 whimbrels and attached super-light solar-powered transmitters to their backs, making it possible for satellites to track them.
There's a lot of people who follow our birds on the Internet. We had a bird that was coming back north from the Caribbean that ran into a tropical storm and landed in Florida, just north of the Everglades. And we actually had a fella see where the bird landed on the Internet, went to the spot and called Brian Watts on his cell phone, described what the bird was doing and all that as he was looking at it.
That was a happy moment. But at other times, this technology has told a tragic tale.
We lost two birds in the Caribbean that were shot by sport hunters. They land in these Caribbean islands like Guadalupe, which is where this happened, and they have these small man-made wetlands just to attract the shorebirds in. It's 3,000 licensed hunters on the island. There's no limit, there's no season, there's no management at all.
The news spread rapidly through communities of bird lovers. Blogs and websites were buzzing, and the Society for the Conservation and Study of Caribbean Birds organized a letter-writing campaign to 35 officials and agencies in France, Canada, and the United States. This year, Martinique and Guadeloupe announced a 3-year moratorium on shooting of whimbrels and three other species. I'm Sandy Houseman.